This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I gotta read you a quote, because to me, this really does illustrate what might be broken with the Knicks. Now, we all know P.J. Tucker is a champion, proud NBA warrior, been around a little bit, bounced around a little bit. He's with the Knicks now, and he played last night because the Knicks didn't play OG, and Josh Hart didn't play either. I didn't even care about the result. Yeah, it would have been nice to play well against the Pistons, the team they will likely play in round one, but they lost the game. Pistons played better in the second half, whatever. Now, but listen to this description of the team from somebody who basically just got there. That's where I think it's worrisome. Quote, this is Tucker, they just out-toughed us. They did. The whole fourth quarter, we kept it close, but they just out-toughed us. Now, some things we have to address, obviously not having OG and not having Hart. We'll get them back eventually, but I just feel like down in the trenches like that in the playoffs this year, they're not calling nothing. They're going to let a lot of stuff go right now, and I like it. The refs are letting a lot of stuff go both ways. With that happening, guys got to play differently. We got to play different. We got to toughen up. It's more physical. We got to toughen up. End quote. That is from an NBA champion and a man who has seen it all and knows what is required to win for 2 months. I like that he said that he's got the license from within, like the respect and the freedom. But man, oh man, that is an indictment on the toughness of the Knicks.
Or it's a challenge. I don't know if it's an indictment as much as it is maybe it's measured and trying to get this team prepared. The Knicks brought Tucker in. They know what he's all about. He's the guy you want on your team when you're going through a postseason run. They know the toughness. You don't think Tibbs understands the type of toughness that it takes to win in the postseason? He knows it, but the team was built a little more skilled, maybe a little more finesse, more talent, as we've said all year long. And maybe it was a measured shot from Tucker in a good opportunity year against the Pistons, a team they might be facing in the first round.
Yeah.
You know, obviously the Knicks were resting guys, so it's not about the win-loss, like you said. But maybe it was a little put them on notice. Hey, we got to be tougher. I love it. Now, we're going to find out if this team, we're going to find out what they're made of. We don't know what this version of the Knicks is made of yet. You could doubt them. I could believe in them. We got to see what they do in the postseason. I have reasons to doubt, just like you would. I also have reasons to believe, but we got to see them go out there and do it. I love that they have Tucker on this team, and I love that he said it ahead of the postseason and not reacting to, say, being down in a postseason series.
Just to be clear, I love it as well. Yeah. I mean, to me, now there's a chance to go out there and do something about it rather than you're down, you know, 2 games or 3 games to 1 and you're on the brink of getting sent home, and he says, this is like, all right, maybe you should have dropped this a month or two ago. But here's the problem, though, or here's the question. How much can you change toughness? I don't think that you can. And there's a line in the Bronx Tale, I forget the exact, it's been a while, but basically says you can't fake street. Like, if you're not tough when you grew up and you weren't exposed to the streets when you grew up, you can't fake it halfway through adulthood because it's not in you inherently. So if P.J. Tucker, who knows what is required to win and the tough team and, you know, those tough characteristics, whether it's an indictment or a challenge, and we could debate that, it's kind of semantics, but I hear you. that's almost secondary to me to whether or not the guys on the team that he's issuing the challenge to, can they actually crank it up to the point of getting where he wants them to get?
All right, well, I'll give you that. I don't think he would be saying this about last year's team. I don't think.
Me neither.
Okay.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Okay, but who are the guys that you think he's saying it to? Because I don't
Mikal look at, Bridges and Carl Anthony Towns.
Okay, but I don't look at this team and say that they're soft
Me
by
neither.
Nature. I know some people say that. I don't think that they're a soft team. Do they have potentially some softer players? Maybe, but Josh Hart is as tough as they come. You know, Deuce McBride off the bench is tough. I think Brunson, while he's not a good defender, is still tough. You know, Anunoby is tough. I mean, we're talking about the majority of the players on this team. Karl Anthony Towns is tough offensively.
Meaning he ain't tough enough for me.
Offensively, even?
I mean, overall, he is not tough enough for me.
But how not offensively? He can back anybody down. He attacks the rim. When I think soft player offensive, I'm thinking somebody who's lazy, sitting
like not attacking the rim, but just kind of taking the easy way out.
He could do both. He could knock down a three and shoot.
I know he's skilled. There's no doubt.
Okay.
Take the Celtics game the other night. So, to me, it came out he had 20 points in the first half, and he finished with, I think, 24, whatever it was, right? He went to work that first half.
Yeah.
A running floater, a three, couple of, you know, really nice up and under foot. Like,
banging
he came
down
out
low.
I understand that. I think that he's highly skilled. I think he's strong and, like, thick and physical to an extent. But I correlate toughness to fourth quarter, 3 minutes. I want to see what you did in the first quarter in the fourth quarter. And I don't think he's doing that on the road. Maybe against the Pistons. I don't think he's doing it against the Celtics. I don't think he's doing it against the Cavs. And again, I'm not calling him soft. I'm just calling him not tough enough. I mean, maybe I'm playing the semantics game. I don't think he's soft. I think, like, Charles Smith was a little soft for that team.
Right.
All right? Just the way that stylistically, he didn't quite fit in to how they played. Now, Karl Anthony Towns fits into how the Knicks play because I don't think he's got a lot of dogs around them. But do you think that he's going to get in somebody's grill, you know, after an N1, and say if somebody's talking smack to him, and I'm not even saying to fight. You don't want to see that. I mean, you get suspended. You don't want to see anybody get hurt. But you know what? The best teams have those guys, and I don't think he's doing that. And Mikal Bridges might run under the hide behind the bench. I know for sure he ain't doing it. So I don't think they're tough enough.
I want more guys that are looking for the smoke as opposed to running from
it. So we're saying the same thing.
No, I get it. And it's one of the things that I was watching and analyzing about the Celtics game the other night where I'm thinking the Celtics play downhill and the Knicks are playing uphill. Not in terms of basketball X's and O's. In terms of the Celtics expect to stick the knife in your chest and put you to sleep. Tatum expects to hit the game-tying dagger three, or Porzingis expects to light the Knicks up at the Garden. Jaylen Brown, when he's healthy, expects that. All the bench players. Yeah. And I feel like the Knicks are climbing to get to that level. I think Brunson has that stab you in the chest feel to him. I think others have that mentality. I don't know if they have the talent. Like Josh Hart has that mentality. I don't think he has the talent to match it.
Yeah.
OG is even a little quiet, although he's getting there. Bridges, a long way to go. And Karl Anthony Towns, I don't think has that. I think he's too nice. It's not soft.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's almost too nice where he's playing a game, he's playing at a high level, he can't get some tough buckets. I want a little more nastiness from Karl Anthony Towns.
You ever watch the or catch clips on the, I think it's called Up in Smoke with a couple NBA, former NBA, like Barnes is
I
on there,
not.
Stephen
I've heard
Jackson.
About it. Yeah.
Or Want the Smoke or Up and whatever it's called.
Something
playing off the word smoke there, right? And it's really interesting. And they go, like, they are raw. And they keep it real in their assessments of players. And to me, Draymond Green is cut from their cloth. Old school, rugged, tough, no nonsense, right? And I can't ignore this. Like, when Draymond Green said what he said about Karl Anthony Towns, when Karl was unfortunately dealing with something very sad, I thought he showed a complete lack of respect. And when he was at, he's like, you know, the podcast got to go on, the Baron and Dre, however he said it. And then he doubled down on the disrespect to me. An NBA champion, more than once over, who's tough, is not saying that about somebody he respects. Now, we might not, I actually liked Draymond. I didn't like that. I respect him. Now, not everybody likes Draymond, but what Draymond is thinking and what he says, I promise you, mirrors what a lot of NBA players think and might not say about Karl Anthony Towns, and that terrifies me.
We'll get back to the Soto conversation when we come back. 888-808-1019, BT and Sal on the Fan.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.